shit.
And you're looking tall and we're coming to town.
A long time ago, we never used to do encores. Because it would be like, the bar would be like one third packed, a bar that hold like 100 people. And they'd be psyched, but they would be like, you know, wait, what do you want to play fucking encore for?
I was diametrically opposed to doing it.
Al was diametrically opposed to doing it. It was like the whole like, if you scream a little bit louder, maybe you can get them back on stage.
You want a little more? Get ready to rumble!
Are you ready to rock?
I think we should get our own special on HBO. Where they'll show, you know, brief nudity, of course.
Of course, it is HBO.
If you did it on Cinemax, they would show your butt.
It takes a lot of work to stand in front of like 800 people and still think that you're in your living room. It takes a very disturbed mind, I think.
Actually, it takes very little work. I don't think that there are any more announcements. I would just like to once again, in case we don't, Rob's in tune. And it looks like the Skajakwata is backed up. If I were you, I'd be taking the 190 into town today. Okay. Rob, how about the weather? I'd just like to mention once again that it's really, really freaking cool that you guys came out here two nights in a row and supported the band this way. Who would have thunk it? Gentlemen, Mr. Vinny Amico on drums. This next song is a tender ballad about teen angst.
And beer.